You're listening to the Woman's Hour Power List from BBC Radio 4. What is the best and most effective way for women to engage in the modern political process? Do you go on the march and shout to get your point across, or do you try to work the system? Lobbying, targeted persuasion, soft diplomacy. Does any of that stuff work? Well, Charlotte Veer thinks so. She's the founder of Women On. This is a campaign group for women in the modern economy. Laurie Penny is a feminist journalist and blogger who writes for the New Statesman magazine. So, Laurie, tell us about the causes that have got you out onto the streets.
Well, in the last few years, there's been an explosion of protest and direct action, not just in Britain, but around the world. And whether or not these issues have been women-specific, there have been women at the forefront, leading, talking to the media, as well as forming the body of the protest. You saw that in the student protests in 2010, 2011, in the TUC marches, and right up to, if you look at in Delhi right now, obviously a very women-specific issue, there are riots and vigils being held across the country, across India, and especially in the capital, about the issue of sexual violence, the issue of rape. And it's really those protests and the strength of that reaction that has caused the massive backlash against sexual violence being accepted as a normal part of women's lives in India.
Well, I'm sure Charlotte, you would echo that sentiment that those protests in India are about something incredibly important, and they are very powerful, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely, and it's a very visceral reaction that is happening, and that has happened in many countries that we've seen over the recent years. I just feel that, you know, within the UK, that sort of visceral desire to get onto the streets hasn't happened for a very long time, not since the big marches of fox hunting and
Well, that's not that long ago.
It's quite long ago.
Fox hunting, where have you been? Okay, so there have been tons and tons of protests,
right,
even in the last 12 months.
But are they protests, or are they being very carefully handled by political managers? And I just want to bring in an example for this. So, for example, you know, last year, the Fawcett Society arranged a protest, and they tweeted some photographs, and there was very few people there, a few hundred. And I said, well, there's only a few hundred people there. And they said, but that doesn't matter. And, of course, it doesn't matter, because there's a photographer there who takes a photograph, who sells it to The Guardian, and it appears in The Guardian the next day, and therefore a protest took place, even though it's just a few hundred people. So this is a very sophisticated form of lobbying.
On the other hand, there's a tradition, shall we say, of the police always underestimating the number of people on protest marches. I mean, you can see there are both two sides to every story, aren't there? Laurie, just take up Charlotte's last point.
Well, I think the idea that protest in Britain, and particularly women's protest, is some kind of lobbying front is just ridiculous. And the idea that feminism just comes from groups like the Fawcett Society, and where have you been? Just last year, I was lucky enough to be a speaker at the Slut Walks, which was a massive grassroots organised event taking place across the world. The London protest attracted many, many thousands of women and men, particularly women, marching against sexual violence, marching also against austerity, against the cuts. There was no lobbying group involved. Actually, many, many intra-parliamentary groups decided this was a bit distasteful for them because it had the word slut in the title. But it was a massive, joyful event. And the idea that there are not people don't go to protests. Well, maybe that's the impression you get if you just sat at home reading the papers. But if you're out in the streets, that's a different.
Don't go to protests. I mean, you know, yes, I agree with the slut walk. But again, that was a global thing that actually started in Canada, didn't it?
Yes. So
I mean, you know, I'm just looking at the way we do things in the UK.
Okay. I know you are a fan of protests versus what people call targeted persuasion or soft diplomacy. I just put it to you, Charlotte. You can't actually do that unless you already have contact and a degree of life experience. If you're a student, for example, you can't do soft diplomacy. Who are your contacts? Who are you going to do it with? How?
But you also just don't go and stand in the street outside your local Starbucks. I mean, you know, there are other ways.
Why don't you?
Sometimes you do, but there are other ways, many, many other ways of trying to change the system. And actually, it does involve getting together some people, doing some original thinking, and actually going to make contacts in the media. It's not that difficult.
So, the system only changes when the terms of debate change, and throughout the history of women's emancipation, the debate has never been moved along without massive direct action by women and men. If we look at the suffragettes, if we look at votes, equal suffrage, gay rights, equal pay, yes, these are things that eventually changed within the parliamentary system. But for that to happen, there were years, sometimes decades, of marching, action on the streets, sometimes it was severely repressed. This is what changes the terms of our conversation. And it's happening in Britain right now.
Absolutely. But let's talk about right now, because actually right now I think what has happened is that the debate around women has gone off on a very strange tangent. And as you all know, feminism itself doesn't have a huge support across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't know if you've seen the polls. There was a poll that Mumsnet did. There was a poll even in the US as well.
What were the results of that poll?
That very few young women have any connection to feminism whatsoever, and the majority
feel
of women.
Connection again, or they?
Yeah. Well, the point is, and this is my point, is that feminism is a toxic word that has become disconnected from the reality of women's equality. Women's equality exists now legally. Now, we can call out cultural equality, social inequality, where we see it. But the point is that to continue this sort of very aggressive, angry, protesting way of achieving further gains for women...
You seem to be suggesting that if women stick their head above the parapet, they risk alienating people. But why don't men take
space? I'm not
suggesting that at all. What I am suggesting is that to continue to be very shouty, very aggressive, will continue on the track that feminism will end up in a very distant place where people don't listen.
Well, Charlotte, you're saying that feminism is already in a distant place, so what have we got to lose? You seem to be saying that women should stay home and be quiet and just accept gradual change within the system that has never worked. And actually, you're the head of the Girls' Schools Association, right? For women of a certain political class, waiting for gradual change within the system and saying that we've got equality now, maybe that's right. But actually, female emancipation is not a battle that's over. We do not have equality within this country. We maybe have equality on paper, but the experience of women's lives on the ground, of from who's going to be most affected by the cuts to the division of labour within the home, this is not a battle that's over.
But it's not won by marching down the street.
Yes, it is.
It's won by much more subtle ways now, because hang on a minute. To achieve the final things that we need to achieve in terms of equality, we have to have men on our side.
And men like David Cameron.
All men.
Well, he's quite an influential
cheap shot on all men. I mean, you know, this is a ridiculous thing.
Okay, can I just very briefly ask you both
on side
about social media, and it has to be really quick. What about e-petitions? Is it worth signing an e-petition?
Absolutely. You just look at Lee Chalmers' e-petition on women bishops. It did very well. And it got media attention.
Laurie,
that was the point of it.
I think social media is a massively important tool for protest, but it's not the only one. It's important to go out on the streets, men and women, to fight for the cause of feminism.
Thank you both very much, Laurie Penny and Charlotte Veer.